Welcome to the Medical Association of Georgia's award-winning Top Doc Show. With more than 8,000 members who care for patients in every specialty and practice setting, MAG is the leading voice for physicians in Georgia. Go to mag.org to join MAG if you're a physician in Georgia. And thanks to MAG Insurance Agency for its support as a sponsor.
Welcome to today's podcast by the Medical Association of Georgia. The Medical Association of Georgia is celebrating 175 years of advocating for our physicians. Since 1849, our mission has been to empower Georgia physicians and our vision to be the collective voice. It is why membership matters and why we work diligently to provide you with benefits that increase the value of an organization that is working for you. Today, we want to provide you and introduce to you our latest benefit, the MAG Business MasterCard. I am Nolita Brown, the Director of Member and Corporate Relations, and joining me today is Sam Fink. Welcome, Sam. Thank you so much for joining us today. Can you please tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me today. My name is Sam Fink, and I'm the head of the MAG Business MasterCard program. I've been in banking and credit cards for about a decade so far, working with small businesses primarily at Capital One and Fifth Third Bank in the past. In my experience, I've worked with thousands of small businesses in healthcare, heard what works for them, and unfortunately, I've also seen what doesn't. Anything that I talk about today, feel free to reach out to me or our team at onboarding@affinity.finance. And you can also learn more about everything discussed today at magcard.org.
Great. And you said mag, M-A-G-C-A-R-D
dot yes, org. Absolutely right.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that. And it sounds like you have a lot of great experience, which also means that you know a lot of the common mistakes for them to avoid. Can you please tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. I mean, the most common mistake is actually shockingly simple, right? It's about properly managing your cash flows. You know, most businesses that I've seen that have gone under, especially medical practices, don't go under because they have a bad business model, because they can't bring in enough patients, but it's because they don't properly match their cash inflows and their cash outflows. Mm-hmm. Blind ambition can lead to you taking risks in the search of aggressive growth, and you can ultimately find yourself, you know, illiquid at the end of the day, which is unfortunately what puts most businesses under. Really important, especially in the medical industry here, to make sure that you have a plan for payments with insurance providers. I know they can be finicky, they can take a little while to pay, and that you build a proper buffer within your business so that you have resiliency and cash on hand so that you can continue to function and serve your patients.
Wow, that's great information. So thinking about some of the things that takes them under, inflation is definitively one of the things right now that they're facing with their medical expenses. Can you give us some insight on that?
Yeah, I mean, even just this morning, you saw in the news that inflation is up, surprisingly. It's been a very real problem that's been affecting businesses across the country for the past couple of years. And what I would say is what I've seen is that when business costs go up, practices are forced to pinch pennies elsewhere, right? Whether that's less investment in growth, lower quality supplies that you're having, lower employee pay and morale, or higher prices for customers, it can just create a lot of friction for your business that make it hard to operate. What I've seen that's really important is figuring out the sort of cash cow for the growth of your business, which is to say, like, not all segments are made the same within your business. And a lot of people ignore very basic profitability, right? So something as simple as what days of the week are you open? If you're not open every day of the week, but you don't look and see, hey, Fridays are actually our big day when most customers come in and Tuesdays aren't, you might find yourself operating sort of inefficiently with business hours. Additionally, I've seen plenty of practices hire a number of new receptionists versus using something like an automated customer service mechanism that could save them a lot of time and efficiency there. So what I would ultimately say is just be opportunistic. Take money where you can. Mm-hmm. One other thing that we noticed was at the HOD conference, we were talking with a lot of businesses, and the most popular card by far is the Delta Amex, right? But the thing about the Delta Amex is that it only offers 1x miles on most purchases, right? Whereas other cards, such as the MAG Business MasterCard that we introduced, can earn up to 2.25% unlimited cash back on transactions. So switching those expenses over from ACH or other credit cards but paying in full every month can really help you out. And at the MAG Business MasterCard, we're not really looking to take advantage of high interest rates or fees on our customers. We prefer people to pay in full. So setting up auto pay to make sure that you don't pay money on interest, saving time and money, and earning a higher reward structure is really a best practice that we've pushed for our businesses. We've seen too many businesses just get dragged over the coals on interest payments. We want to do it better, especially for you all.
Thank you for mentioning the HOD, House of Delegates Conference, and we definitely appreciate you guys for being a sponsor at last year's event. So you were able to, or your company was able to speak to a lot of our members while you were there. Can you, and you also heard me at the opening of this session talk about our mission. Can you speak more on how that aligns with how you guys implemented the MasterCard?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously your mission of empowering Georgia physicians to lead healthcare for the betterment of your communities sort of comes from your vision, right? To be the collective voice of the physicians. Personally here at MAG Business MasterCard, we want to amplify that collective voice of you as a partner, right? So we know that strength lies in numbers, and we're looking to build a strong coalition out of everyone here within the Medical Association of Georgia. So this card was designed with medical practices in mind. And we know the squeeze that equipment costs can put in, especially with inflation, like we talked about earlier. So we built this card to maximize cash back. That cash back can go right back into your business and create a lot of savings and allow you to reinvest in employees, in your practice, et cetera. Additionally, beyond the cash back, we know that a lot of the buzz nowadays is around private equity and networks that people are building that gives them a lot of scale that a lot of private practices don't. We think that that's a really smart practice that they're instituting, and we want to have that available for everyone, including private practices as well. So we're working together to bring as many doctors onto our platform as we can so that we can negotiate large group purchasing discounts, right? For example, we know that many doctors shop at McKesson, Henry Schein, et cetera, right? And the more customers that we are able to get on the platform, the more savings that we can negotiate with those vendors and pass back on to our doctors here. So really, it's one of those things where we're all in it together, and the more folks that you can bring over, the more that we can all save.
That is very ideal. And you're speaking a lot, and we are speaking a lot on how they spend their money. Can you talk to how this works with their credit and their credit
Yeah.
scores?
Yeah. So managing your credit score is really important, especially as a small business. Most small businesses, they start by using personal credit cards, which makes sense because it's what's available to you. But what they're often missing out on is two big things. One, a business credit card can offer you a lot more cash back a lot of the time. And two, the way that personal credit cards are set up is actually not always ideal for your credit score. So most personal credit cards will actually report to the bureau based on your spend and your balance every month. And there's a metric called utilization that's leveraged. Utilization is your total spend over your total credit limit available. And when you're putting through a ton of expenses for your business, you might find that your utilization increases, which leads to your credit score decreasing. Many small business credit cards, especially MAG Business MasterCard, actually do not report to the bureaus that you're able to leverage your full credit line without any negative impact on your credit score, because we know that managing your business and managing your expenses is extremely important. Additionally, the only time that we will report to the bureau is in the case of delinquency. The last piece that I wanted to touch on here is that your credit can actually get dinged by other card providers when you apply as well. This is called a hard inquiry. The MAG Business MasterCard is designed to avoid that because we only use soft bureau inquiries on the back end, right, in order to not affect personal credit.
I like that. And so one of the things I know, especially speaking to a lot of our physicians, is that they're busy and they have their hands full with a lot of things. So adding another thing like the MAG Business MasterCard may be overwhelming for them. Can you give them some feedback, if it's their practice manager or if it's their office manager that are doing this for them, how they can track their transactions?
Yeah, so obviously switching your payments is always going to be difficult, but I think what's more difficult is not having proper spend tracking, right? So if you're not able to see where all your transactions come from, you're not able to see your spending habits, that can lead to a lot of lost time and efficiency within your business. So opaque spending habits that come out of that, making guesstimates, on what expenses will look like can lead to inaccurate budgets, which puts you ultimately in a reactive mode at the end of the month, right? Where you're scrambling to reconcile your expenses to make things pay, experiencing the low on the small business management roller coaster, right?
Right.
And really what we're designed here at Magnus's MasterCard to help you with is to use modern tracking, right? So with our portal and all of your expenses being tracked in there, you can use your past data to inform future decisions, right? You can draw benchmarks that scale with your volume. You can say, hey, in the summer we expect to have higher patient volumes, whereas in the fall we oftentimes have lower, right? So you can look at your summer months spend volumes that you had to have, and you can apply benchmarks to sort of more accurately forecast what you might be spending in the fall. Additionally, you can earmark for large transactions, and really all this boils down to setting accurate budgets and holding yourself accountable to them. And ultimately, to put it in terms of dollars and cents, right? When you have accurate budgeting, then that means that you aren't scrambling at the last minute, which means that you aren't paying interest, you aren't paying late fees, and your business enjoys all that unlimited 2.25% cashback.
So tell me, how does all of that tie into them, their expense management?
Yeah, so expense management is sort of the infrastructure that allows you to build this proactive piece, right? So understanding sort of, obviously all the physicians are extremely intelligent and hire intelligent office workers, but we are fundamentally humans and not machines, right? And it's hard to be accurate 100% of the time when you're processing accounting manually. Things like unforced errors from manual data entry or inefficient reimbursements to your employees can lead to higher costs and inefficiencies with your business. An example I like to tree back to is actually during my time at Capital One. We went and visited a small medical practice, and we saw that they were using a metal spindle actually to track their receipts for expense management. So similar to what you have in a restaurant, people were actually putting their receipts over the top and spiking them there to track. Unsurprisingly, they had issues with not always making their payments in full, not tracking their expenses. So using any sort of digital process is super helpful. I know a lot of folks use S&P Concur, which is very helpful for sort of expense management. But even tools like that that are slightly better cost thousands of dollars. With the Mac Business MasterCard platform, it's included for free with the product. So basically, what you can do is you consolidate all your expenses in one place. You can set up guardrails to control your spend, and you can automate the generation of business reports to really streamline efficiency across your business.
That sounds great. That sounds really great. So now we've talked about the expense management. Can we talk a little bit more about the card management? Because I know a lot of practices and a lot of organizations as a whole give cards to their staff. Tell me how that works with the Mac Business Card.
Yeah, I mean, these two go hand in hand, right? I think that one big thing that happens a lot is people end up sharing card information. There's a number of reasons why, some of them logical, some of them less logical. But a lot of other cards will charge you for employee cards, right? I know Amex is one that does that a lot, right? And it might make sense for you to share card information there, but there's a lot of downsides to doing that, right? It's cumbersome and time consuming. If you lose your card or your card information gets stolen, you have to replace a new one. You have to update everyone across your business organization. You may find yourself running into prioritization problems, right? Where you need to prioritize the large transactions to keep your business afloat. But if everyone's sort of going at a free-for-all with the card, you might not get that prioritization that you've set forward. The last big thing that we've really seen is accountability, right? If a new employee comes into your front desk, has been there for a month, do you want them to have access to your full credit limit in the same way that someone who's been trusted and worked with your business for 15 years might? So realistically, all that sort of aggregates to assigning actual employee cards to each individual employee can create a lot of benefits. The reasons why, number one, when everyone has an employee card, they're all spending on the platform rather than on their individual cards. So you're not missing out on cash back. And number two, you can set individualized spend limits for each customer or for each employee that you have on the platform, right? To make sure that your business is not getting sort of irresponsible expenses put on it. The last piece that I'd be remiss to not talk about is obviously with us sort of approaching tax season here, I'm sure a lot of folks are seeing the pain points of reconciling all of your expenses, right? It's a lot easier to track those expenses when you have everyone on the same business card account. So yeah, that's sort of the idea with the card management. Do you have any other questions for me?
I don't. I think you've given a great and thorough overview of what the MAG Business MasterCard offers. But if any of our members have any other questions, how can they reach you?
Yeah, absolutely. So first and foremost, you can learn more at our website, magmagcard.org. Just to reiterate, again, when you're looking there, your credit score will not be impacted by applying. There's really not a lot of downside to coming and applying onto the card platform. And then the last thing is that if you have any questions that pop up, you can email us at onboarding@affinity.finance. With any questions, we've got an entire dedicated customer service team, including myself, that's here to answer any questions that you have. Ultimately, we're really just excited to save you money, make managing your finances simple, and empower and give back to the MAG community.
Thank you. We're excited as well. We're glad to partner with Affinity, and we're definitely glad to offer our membership a very value benefit. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thanks for watching this episode of Top Docs. Please share this program with your colleagues and family and friends. Remember to follow MAG on Facebook and Twitter. And don't forget that you can get past episodes of the show at mag.org/topdocs. From everybody at MAG, we look forward to catching up with you on our next episode of Top Docs.